Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shai, the Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists, Bahashem, which means in the name, Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, and we thank Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shai, for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of your so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings and shalom to the family. It's been a minute. You know, first of all, I want to say Salakia for, distance between the last lesson and this lesson. I will say that we're almost up to 21,000 plays, and that's because you brothers and sisters out there throughout the four corners of the earth have been listening in Salakia, listening and learning and being edified through the Lord's word, you know, because that's what it's all about, edification, which is to build up. You know, that's what our job as brothers out here that are, you know, prophesying, you know, the best of our ability. You know, first and foremost, we have to speak out there on the streets. You know, the Lord commanded us. He told us, if you love me, feed my sheep. So we were commanded to go out there to prophesy. And I do that every week. That's no, distance between, you know, when it comes to the lessons. I have to do that every week, you know, and I've been doing it as the Lord commanded me. to go out there to, speak the Lord's word out on the highways and the hedges. And, this broadcast is on anchor.com as well as Spotify and other platforms where it's reaching, you know, a larger audience. And I give all praises to Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, because on my YouTube platform, it's shadow banned. So I don't get a lot of views, but a lot of the views come from this podcast, and just almost kind of allowing, you know, the previous lessons to circulate, man. The word is still pushing, you know, and I just thank the Lord. You know, the Bible says that the Lord's word will not return void, you know, because we're just His mouthpiece, you know, on the earth. We're his messengers. And the word itself is going to do and accomplish what the Lord wanted to do, you know, and which is speak, you know, through the word, man, the biblical prophecies, you know, to warn our people, to edify, to rebuke, you know, to build up, to exhort, because that's what it's all about. It's not always about rebuke. It's always the method of rebuke, which is to tear down, you know, so far sins, transgressions, things that we do that's not right. We have to cast those things away, and then the building up, the edification, because you never want to tear brothers or sisters down spiritually unless you are wanting to build them up at the same time. You know, now there are situations where our people are so wicked that this word consumes them, and they have to be given their judgment according to the word of Yahweh. So it's very important, you know, and I will, you know, give you brothers and sisters an update on what I was doing. I'm working on this documentary called Beast Dystopia, which is going into Esau's satanic agenda. You know, our brothers and sisters out there, as I have, spoke to you on previous broadcast, our people are being tortured with direct energy weapons. They're being falsely accused of terrorism, and that's their justification, you know, putting people on government watch list, and then from there having all of these secretive programs run against people, you know, U.S. citizens. Our people are in America, and they're being targeted, you know, targeted by Esau for experimental purposes and also retaliation and, you know, of course, experimentation, but assassination, all kind of stuff that's happening, entrapment. A lot of our people being entrapped to commit crimes. It's just one big psyop, one big setup. And I want to go into the food shortage psyop, because that's basically what's happening. If you brothers or sisters have been reading the news, you heard about the recent fire where a large poultry business was destroyed. So we're going to go into that article and go into a couple more articles, because we're in the time of the famine. It's a food shortage. We had one in the during the shutdown in Slovakia, if I'm talking loud. But I want to make sure that I'm speaking where you can hear me, because I got the air going on in the background. But I wanted to go into these articles, and that's why we've been encouraging brothers and sisters. You know, I want to make sure I'm speaking to the sisters directly too. We encourage y'all to store food, you know, and of course don't depend on that, because it's not about storing food in general. Bible says that man cannot live off bread alone, you know. So it's all about the word of Yahweh, you know, having his protection, you know, having his love, and ultimately that's what's going to get the elect men throughout these very evil times, you know. The satanic agenda, the New World Order, is at play. They're collapsing countries and their governments and their infrastructure, you know, through that pandemic. You know, they're working on destroying a lot of small businesses, you know, and they got all these big corporations that are in league with the New World Order, because that's what it is. It's the secret council of the wicked that's behind the scenes causing all this chaos, these mass shootings, which a lot of information is coming out that these events or psyops, not saying that people didn't die, because, you know, not every so-called situation is a psyop in a way that is fake. No, they will allow certain situations to happen, or they will manipulate it, or they will actually be the ones that's orchestrating it. See, Esau, he's always orchestrated events like 9/11, where thousands of U.S. citizens were killed, you know, during that collapse of the Twin Towers. And there's so much information out there that was purposely done. And what came out of that? The Patriot Act. So now under the Patriot Act, you could be labeled a terrorist without any proof. You know, going back to what I was telling you, brothers and sisters, about the targeted individual program, they could throw you on a watch list with no proof. They don't have to prove it. They don't have to prove anything, as long as, you know, it's that I'm white and I say so. They call you something and that's what they're going to say, even though it's not true. You know, it's like the burden of proof is not on them. It's on you, and you don't have no recourse, because once you're placed on a terrorist watch list, you're going to have all these people coming against you through the private sector. You know what I'm saying? It's like the government will make these allegations, and then everybody that they are recruiting is in the communities working against you, you know, trying to set you up, sabotaging your business, messing with you online. You know, you got the agents, the trolls, you got the false brethren, you know, that come up to you trying to befriend you, and they're working for Esau. And that's what you got to watch out for in these last days, because even according to them, they want 1 in 3 U.S. citizens working for them as spies. like during the time of the Stasis in East Germany. It was actually 1 in 6 German citizens working for the secret police. But now in here, you know, here in America, they want 1 in 3. So, you know, that means that out of 3 people, 1 person is going to be a spy, a snitch, you know. And these people, they have no integrity. They'll lie and bear false witness as long as they get whatever they are promised. So you have to, you know, be careful out there. Be very circumspect who you talk to. Be careful with your conversation, because these people will try to entrap you. They'll try to put you in a situation that'll try to get you caught up in some kind of plot. And all you're doing is just conversating, but they can talk reckless. And if you're not aware, you're in a bad situation. You got to be very circumspect, man, because these people are crafty. You know, they're told to set you up. So you have to watch everybody. Everybody ain't your brother. Everybody ain't your friend. You know, these people come up, they're very slick. But the Lord gives us discernment, man. We watch everybody. We don't put our trust in man. We put our trust in Yahweh and know that man is fallible, you know. So let's go into this article. So it says 200,000 chickens burned to death in a vast Minnesota farm fire report. And y'all heard about it, so I'm gonna go into it. So if you got all of these situations where the food supply is being all of a sudden burnt up, or it's just a lot of shit going on and these people are orchestrating it and gaslighting you. That's why the Bible says the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. So they'll lie and pretend that what you see, you know, what you see is not really what you see. It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. So this article came out June the 1st, 2022. And it's from Blaze Media. And I think that's the Edomite. What's the dude? I can't think of the, you know, the Edomite. He had that. He was on mainstream. He was on one of the mainstream media shows. I can't think of his name. Let me look it up right quick. He would be considered like a right wing, you know, news pundit. But, you know, we don't get caught up in that right left paradigm. We know that they're all a part of the same filthy bird. But nonetheless, you know what I'm talking about. I can't think remember the Edomite's name. That's his news outlet. So here it go. It says approximately 200,000 chickens are dead after a massive fire tore through a Minnesota egg farm over the long Memorial Day weekend. It says, what are the details? A Wright County, Minnesota egg farm is said to have lost nearly 250,000 chickens after a fire burned down a barn. So you're talking about over 250,000 chickens. So this is a large chicken poultry producer, factory basically, or farm. And so with this farm having that many amount of chickens, you know, it's an egg farm, so they got all of these chickens. And so you go to the grocery store and you buying eggs from these kind of egg farms. But with this amount of chickens dying, man, that's going to affect the food supply. And this is not just only one. There's dozens, you know, or over a dozen food companies, or whatever you want to call it, you know, food suppliers, you know, processing plants and stuff like that, that have went up mysteriously You know? So that's why we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, man. It's no coincidence that all of these food processing plants and farms are going up, and they didn't already put it out there that it's going to be a food shortage based off the war. That's what what's his name, Biden said. So these people, they will say one thing to fool the people, but in reality, they want to bring this food shortage in. And that's why we tell our people to repent, because things are going to get real. The Lord, he's going to have us in many different situations, you know, to try us, you know, to see if we actually believe what we say we believe. You know, I always go into, you know, some of these things that are kind of uncomfortable to talk about or to hear. But I always try to go into these things to remind our people where we're at and the condition and the time frame that we're in. We're in Jacob's trouble. You know what I'm saying? We're in a time of a great distress and great evil on the planet. You know, and we have to spiritually warn our people, but we also have to give our people the word so they can build up their faith. You have to pray for more faith, especially if you're in a situation where you have a family and they're depending on you to feed them, and there's no food in the stores. So what are you going to do? You have to depend on the Lord, because the Lord may have you in a situation where y'all don't have food for a few days, and then all of a sudden you end up finding food, or some supernatural event happened where you're eating and your family's eating. But you have to totally depend on the Lord, because it's going to get real. You know, I've been preaching to you brothers out there about the you know, the homestead, you know, working on getting in a situation where you can have some livestock, you know, or a garden and stuff like that. It says the fire broke out late Saturday night at Forestman Farm in Lake Howard, WCCO TV has reported. Neighbor Andy Trebesh said that he and his family were preparing to have a bonfire outside at his farm when he noticed that there was a separate blaze burning next door, adding that it was unbelievable how quickly the fire grew and consumed the nearby chicken barn. So it says that he had preparing for a bonfire and noticed that there was a separate blaze burning next door. So how did that separate fire happen? You know what I'm saying? It says this, it was insane, Trebesh recalled of the blaze. It was the whole sky. It was quite large, according to Fox News. The Wright County Sheriff's Office has estimated that there were likely 200,000 chickens in the barn when the fire consumed the structure, even damaging nearby buildings. It says, what else is there to know about this? A spokesman of the fourth generation owned Forestman Farm told the station that the loss was tragic and confirmed that no one beyond the chickens were injured in the blaze. Overnight, a fire destroyed one of our barns at a Howard Lake farm, the spokesperson of WCCO. No one was injured, and we are grateful that first responders were quickly on the scene to put out the fire. Unfortunately, chickens were lost because of the fire. We're evaluating the extent of the damage, which appears to be confined to a single structure, as well as investigating the cause of fire. So it specifically burnt down the chicken coop, you know, in a large chicken coop or coops, you know. So that alone is very suspicious. It says WCCO reported that the farm previously sold more than 3 million eggs per day to large retailers across the country. This wasn't no little chicken farm. You know, I got Or I had a few chickens, only had about about five of them, and they produced about an egg a day. You know what I'm saying? But they were some good ass eggs, man. You know, those eggs that come from farm raised eggs. That, you know, my little chickens and coop and stuff like that. These Edomites, they were producing 3 million eggs per day, man. So, you know, they had a large farm. So over a quarter of a million birds died, man. That's a very substantial number, man. That's just one coop or Salakia, one chicken producer. But there's more food processing places that went up in a blaze, man. No pun intended, because that's the name of this article, or the Salakia, the name of the website, theblaze.com. It's just, let's see what else. Okay, that's it on that article. Okay. An exact number was, you know, in the tens of thousands, man. You know, over a quarter of a million of chickens dying. So we're going to go to another article. And this is from foodstoragemoms.com. Like a lot of these, you know, homesteaders, a lot, you know, like you got a lot of Edomite women, hell, even a lot of Jake women, our sisters, are getting into having homesteads, man. You can look online, like on YouTube, and you see sisters out there that start in homesteads, sometimes, you know, with their husbands, and then sometimes they actually starting them alone. But nonetheless, you know, our people are realizing that when the shit hits the fan, these people ain't gonna feed you. They're gonna want you to take the microchip. They're gonna want you to basically sell your soul and compromise your integrity so you can eat, you know. That's why encouraged to start a garden and start your homestead. If you don't have the money to do it, you know, you're living in an apartment, you can grow food in your house. You know, you can you have a window sill, you can grow if you have access to family members that have land. You could ask them for an acre or a little half an acre and just start planting. You know, seeds are real cheap. You can get some seeds and you can start growing some beans, you know, some corn, some, peas, you know, all kind of stuff. You grow peppers, you can grow lettuce, cabbage, you know, you can grow potatoes. You know, you can grow all kind of veggies, you know. So this is, again, from foodstoragemoms.com. It says 18 food processing plants burned to the ground. And this was, the article is May 4th, 2022. So it says, while we were watching Elon Musk buying Twitter in the trial of Johnny Depp, did you know that several food processing plants burned to the ground? What is going on? It says, I was concerned seeing several people posting pictures and whatnot on social media about food processing plants burning or otherwise destroyed. Well, I did some research to get to the bottom of it. It says, let's see. People were questioning on social media why the news reporters were not making a big deal about all these fires. Okay, let's see what's really going on. It is as big as people are making it out. So there's not a big, you know, what's the word I need to use? They're not making a big deal out of it. There's not a lot of media coverage. That's a very major thing, you know. That's one of the what they call that is some kind of a pyramid when it comes to survival. You know, you have to have food, you have to have water, shelter, you know. Going where they have some kind of a, you know, like the survival list or whatnot. So you have to have food. You have to have food, you have to have water, you have to have shelter, you know, having, you know, something that's going to protect you from the elements. And I think the other one is clothing, if I'm not mistaken. But nonetheless, it's very important, you know, especially water. You can go a while without food, but you definitely can't go without water. You know, you drop dead for not having enough water. So it says food processing plants burn to the ground. It says these fires have been devastating to for local communities, disrupting crucial food production and leaving thousands of workers without jobs. So not only it's affecting, you know, the food supply, but and the production, you know, because when you have, you know, with that poultry farms and stuff burning up, not only you are messing with the just, you know, eggs and stuff like that, where you can buy them in a carton at the stores, but that also have an effect on what you need the eggs for. You got companies that will use eggs to make, you know, liquid, you know, like the, you can buy the eggs in a carton. You know what I'm saying? You got people that bake cakes, that need eggs, that's going to mess with their prices, you know. People in restaurants, they use eggs for almost all kind of dishes, man. Chinese restaurants, they use eggs in the fried rice, you know, chicken fried rice or just vegetable, you know, stir fry or whatever like that. Egg foo young. You see how that it affects everything? It says, and leaving thousands of workers without jobs, so people are without work. It says, while the cause of these fires are not yet known, many experts believe that it may be related to issues like poor maintenance and outdated equipment. Yeah, that's the excuse. Poor maintenance and outdated equipment. That's just, it's bullshit, you know? Let me get a scripture. You got to always know that you're dealing with devils. They're liars. They will lie to you and tell you that is you know, poor maintenance and shit and all kind of stuff, but in reality, they're doing these things to alter and put a hindrance on the food supply. It's a way to control the people. That's why these rich Edomites, you know, like what's the dude's name, Bill Gates of hell. He's buying up all kind of land and doing all kind of stuff, you know, messing with the food supply, because they want to be able to control the food supply. Because if you control the food, you can control the people. That's why Monsanto took over the seeds, you know, the seed banks and stuff like that. You know, they call them heirlooms. You know, the government, they or the military, I forgot who it was, they got a whole bunch of seeds stored away, you know. So when this devil finally do scorched earth, you know, throughout the planet, you know, only the people that's controlling shit, they're going to have the food supply. And, you know, going into, you know, the homestead, and, you know, it's, you know, we encourage brothers and sisters, but Not saying that you got to put your trust in it, because it might be in a it might be a situation where you have to flee from your land. You know, we also know that the Bible says there will be pilgrims on the earth. So this is in the book of Psalms 55, verse 21, and it reads, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart." So this devil, he'll talk smooth. He'll say, "Yeah, you know, this was an unfortunate situation," and they'll tell you one thing, and these words are smoother than butter. He said, but war was in his heart. So in the back of their minds, they saying, "Yeah, we're gonna starve these people out. We're gonna tell them that these situations are happening. We're gonna cover it up in the media. We're gonna put bullshit out there, like the Johnny Depp trial and stuff like that, and all these other things out there to keep people entertained, you know." Because these people, they defame us all the time, man. Lying on us and shit, calling us all kind of horrible things. We couldn't go to trial and win no money. It says, "His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords." So their words are softer than oil. And a lot of our people, they're going to get caught up in these last days believing these devils, man. A lot of you goofy ass niggas out there that have sold out to these devils, whatever they promising you, that they're gassing you. And in the end, they're going to turn against you. All you wicked ass agent provocateurs, you sellout coons, you spies, you agents, you're going to get destroyed. Lord going to allow you to get caught up. See, right now you're being deceived. And you're going against your own people, but in the end, you're going to lose. Because when the shit hits the fan, you're going to be out there on your own. And all that crying and asking the Lord for forgiveness, he's not going to hear you. As a matter of fact, he's going to laugh at you because you chose to sell out to the devil. You didn't want to hearken. You didn't want to listen. You didn't want to take the straight gate, which is full of oppression and affliction and persecution and chastisement. You chose the broad road, which leads to destruction. So you're listening to his smooth words, but war is in his heart. See, this devil, he always break his tools. The brothers, you know, that are not even in the truth, they'll tell you that their white supremacy, they never keep their tools. And the tools is you niggas that sold out. He always breaks his tools. So in the end, when he get through using you as his tools, you know, his minions, then he gonna break your ass, and that'd be your judgment. So you don't trust these devils, you know, you brothers and sisters out there that are taking heed. Don't allow these devils to coerce you or to, you know, try to convince you. A lot of these people now, they are working against us brothers, you know, Hebrews, and calling us all kind of names and stuff like that, trying to basically get y'all from listening to us. Because the Lord woke us up through the other elders and men and teachers and stuff like that were before us. We were called. We listened, you know. So it's always important for you brothers out there to listen, be edified, built up, learn this word, and then you can teach other people. You know what I'm saying? You yourselves can teach the flock, you know. So it's very important, you know, to build up, you know, in this word, you know, through faith, prayer, fasting, showing mercy, taking heed, you know, accepting correction, getting involved, man. So let's continue this article, because it's all kind of food processing plants that went up in smoke. That's why, you know, the word that we just read in Psalms, the words of his mouth are smoother than butter. So they telling people all these smooth things, like, you know, everything's going to be taken care of and stuff like that, you know, with the baby formula and all of the other things, you know, a lot of the shortages and stuff like that. And a lot of people, they're totally dependent on these people. They're not dependent on the Lord. You're dependent on this devil to feed you. Look how they treated our people during Hurricane Katrina, man. A lot of our people, they starved, they died on their roofs. You know, when Katrina came, Hurricane Katrina, and they were stuck on their roofs because of the water. It was flooding. They flooded those the wards. They blew those levees. Spike Lee did a movie talking about the levees. They blew them, you know, dynamited them or whatever they did, and all of that water rushed through, and a lot of people drowned, man. People, again, were on their roofs. They were stuck. You know, they were writing help me and SOS, and a lot of people died from heat, you know, heat exposure, you know, like having heat strokes, and a lot of the elderly people died. You know, they were laying dead on the streets. You know, the bodies were all bloated from that New Orleans heat. You know, it was bad, man. People were eaten by alligators. They were killing people, these devils. They had guns and they was target practicing, doing all kind of shit, man. You have to mentally and spiritually prepare your minds for the time that we're in. So it says in January 2021, a fire at a chicken processing plant in Georgia killed five workers and injured dozens more. It says in February 2021, a fire at a meat packing plant in Nebraska killed one worker and left another with life-threatening injuries. So in the first article that we read, there were no casualties, and I think that's probably why they mentioned it in that article, because in this article it's going into how some people actually died. The one in January 2021, which was a chicken processing plant in Georgia, five people were killed and dozens injured. In February 2021, a fire at a meat packing plant in Nebraska killed one worker and left another life-threatening injuries. So you had a person that died at this meat packing plant. It says in March 2021, a fire at a bacon processing plant in Iowa killed two workers and injured four others. And so that's an abomination of food, bacon. So they shouldn't have been up in there, because we're not supposed to eat bacon. That we're not supposed to eat the pig, you know. That's against our dietary laws. But a person in Iowa or two people were killed. So you see all of these meat processing plants. Or you know, people dying from all kind of fires and stuff like that. These are all fires. You know, that's not a coincidence, man. It says in May 2021, a massive fire broke out at a food processing plant in Texas. It says destroying the facility and leaving over 1,000 workers without jobs. So that was a massive fire, man. Over 1,000 workers. You know, that's about as large as that the egg, you know, farm that went up. It says a few weeks later, another large food processing plant in California was completely destroyed by a fire, resulting in hundreds of layoffs. So notice that these places, like you got them in Georgia, which is down south, Nebraska, which is the Midwest, Iowa, the Midwest, California, which is the West, Ohio. This next one, it says, and just recently, two more food processing plants in Ohio, which is the Midwest, you know, northern Midwest, and then Pennsylvania, which is the East Coast, was ravaged by fires, leaving thousands of workers unemployed. It says food processing plant conspiracy. So, you know, this website is going into the conspiracy, which the word conspiracy means to conspire. It says there is a lot of speculation as to whether or not these food processing plant fires were a part of a larger conspiracy, which a lot of us believe, you know, this shit is not by accident, man. All of a sudden, all these food processing plants are going up in fires, and then they're telling you that it's going to be a food shortage, but then they're saying it's because of the war. How is the war in the Ukraine affecting us, man? That shit is all the way over in Eastern Europe. If anything, it affects Europe, you know, like with the gas and the other crops or whatever like that. Because I think like in the Ukraine, they actually produce a lot of wheat. But that would be more so Europe than, you know, over here in America, just like with the gas. We don't buy gas like that from Russia, you know, as the United States. So how the fuck gas is going up? Because they're orchestrating it. They're doing it on purpose. And it's no more different than that flimsy excuse that the food shortages will come because of the war. Although the U.S. is giving these Ukrainians a whole bunch of money, but they ain't giving Jake, you know, the so-called Negroes no reparations. With Jake is owed reparations. You know, we built this country, but we know these devils ain't going to do right. The Lord going to give us our reparations from, you know, from all these nations in the kingdom of heaven. They're going to pay back everything that they've taken from us and more, you know, through slavery. They're going to pay it back. They're going to have to. They ain't going to have no choice. Because the Lord, he's going to rule with a rod of iron, you know. It says some believe that the fires have been started intentionally to sabotage the food supply chain and create chaos. That's true. Order out of chaos. Order ab chao. And that's what they're doing. They're creating food shortages. They've already destroyed a lot of businesses through the shutdown. A lot of mom and pop, you know, businesses that have been in, you know, been around for decades. They had to shutter. After that first shutdown, you know, people were losing their houses and they were, you know, being evicted, and then they weren't giving people no money, you know, to help them and stuff like that. So it's all orchestrated by the elites, man, because the elites, they control the countries and their governments, and they're basically told to destroy their countries, man, the infrastructure. To bring in what? A new world order. Order ab chao, order out of chaos. Problem, reaction, solution. So what's the next step with these people? They're going to create more and more food shortages, more and more jobs shutting down. And that's going to create more and more crime. More and more people becoming angry and being carnal. And we're seeing that with all these mass shootings, which are psyops and stuff like that. They're orchestrating these things, because you'll find out that a lot of the mass shootings, these so-called Edomite loners, they were talking with ex-FBI agents. You know, how some 18-year-old that killed all of those older black folks in Buffalo, how would he get all of that kind of firepower? It was even a military, this Edomite who was in the military. He even had it, you know, he had his uniform on. He broke it down. He was like, how would a unemployed 18-year-old living with his, you know, his parent, how would he get thousands of dollars worth of weapons? You know what I'm saying? And that's because they know that the shit was orchestrated. Somebody was working with that dude, and they're covering the shit up. So yeah, it is a conspiracy to create chaos, because once all this shit collapse, man, it's gonna give them the opportunity to bring in their police state. So then they can round up people that are considered a problem, They got those FEMA camps, They want to create chaos in the streets, man, while they're in their underground bunkers and eating food and watching the shit from up here, man. Everything going to hell. People starving to death, people breaking in people's homes, women being murdered and raped and people fighting over the last bit of canned goods and stuff like that. The shit's gonna get real, man. Animals coming from the woods and shit, bears attacking people, the animals from the zoo finding their way out. That's the noisome beast. That's why the scriptures say a man shall be more precious than the fine gold of the golden wedge of Ophir in these last days. Because only the elect men are going to get through this chaos, man. Because you're going to have the elect men, but you're going to have women and children actually make it all the way through the end and be delivered on those ships. But everybody going to go through hell. Everybody going to go through some real hell. The Bible says that the righteous shall be scarcely saved. So how much more the sinner? So if the righteous are scarcely saved, people that are sinners, people that are not of the elect and a remnant, they don't stand a snowball chance in hell. That's how real it's going to get. It says others believe that the fires are simply the result of negligence and poor safety standards. It says, is the conspiracy true? According currently, there is no evidence there is a coordinated attack on America's food supply, according to Snopes. And we know that Snopes, they full of shit. They've been refuted to be, a plant, basically working for them folks to put, plant stories and to refute these conspiracies, They're just there to push the narrative. It says, in fact, the fires all seem to be accidents, mostly from equipment issues, whether you like Snopes or not. Does it really matter? It says there could be many reasons to fire, poor maintenance. So that's pretty much it. Seem like that. This is additionally food processing plants. Plant fires are not uncommon. So this website, they're going to try to justify the bullshit. But we know what's going on. They talk about accidents and shit like that. Yeah, accident can be staged. That's why we don't trust these people, man. All of a sudden, all these goddamn fires and then they're like, oh, no, it's just, it's just some faulty wiring and shit like that. But it just so happened to be food processing plants where we're already in a recession. So they're giving advice. They're saying stock up on non-perishable items, which I agree. It says when shopping, always pick an extra can or two or food. Check out my post below. So they're going into survival. It says support your local farmers. So, yeah, support brothers out there or sisters out there that might have a local farm, buy from them, if you are, have access to, someone that have, whether it be poultry, chickens, or eggs, or, they have cattle, you can buy, like cattle from butchers, people that have, livestock, goats, you can get goat milk, or you can start all at your own, you can, grow your own food or buy some cattle, goats or whatever like that. But nonetheless, it's going to come down to us being self-sufficient and depending on the Lord and depending on each other. Let me read. Some scriptures. going into the famine, you know, because the Bible prophesy, you know, a famine, which is a food shortage. And we can see right now that these people are up to no good. Let me read out of the book. I typed in famine in KJV, and it'll give you all kind of scriptures that go into the famine, because we had to endure famines before, you know, as a nation. You know, when we were, in the so-called Middle East, which is Africa, in that land, you had all kind of famines. You know, Egypt had a famine. As a matter of fact, the dream that the Pharaoh had and Daniel was able to interpret that dream, it was Joseph Salakia, because he was known as the dreamer. He was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dream, Joseph, and that the dream was about famine, you know, 7 years of plentiness, which was Egypt was able to grow grain and stuff like that, and then the 7 years was a famine, you know, went into the cows. You know, you had the cow that was fat and then the cow that was skinny. So the cow that was fat represented the plentiness that was in Egypt, and then the skinny cow was representing the famine. So through the spirit, Joseph interpreted the dream for the Pharaoh and told him to store up grain for 7 years. And then the 7 years of the famine, after that seven plenteous years, they would have grain, and they were able to survive the famine to the point where they were able to even give or sell grain to the other nations, you know. So the Lord, you know, will make a way, you know, for our people in a time of famine. So never, you know, lose hope, you know. The Lord said that his servants shall eat. So let's go to the book of Jeremiah 44, verse 13. It says, "And I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt." So we're in spiritual Egypt. Look on the back of your dollar bill. That's Egyptian pyramid. So the Lord, he's going to bring the plagues on Egypt, modern day Egypt, which is in America, the same way that he plagued Egypt, you know, in the ancient times. It says, "As I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence." So the Lord had punished our people with famine, you know, as he punished Jerusalem with the sword, which was those nations that went against Israel, would attack Israel, by the famine, the food shortage, and by the pestilence, which is the disease. Bible says that the Father, he changed not. So the same plagues that our people dealt with, those plagues are coming back. So this is Jeremiah 42, verse 22. "Now, therefore, now certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by famine, by the pestilence, in a place whether ye desire to go and to sojourn." So the sword, which is those nations, you know, specifically Esau, he's the sword, the famine, the food shortage. We just read about these food processing plants. And the pestilence, these diseases like the coronavirus, the monkeypox, those are pestilence. And the Lord going to bring those diseases back. You know what I'm saying? And diseases that are not written in the book, you know. So these things are coming. So it's always we have to repent. We have to repent daily and ask the Lord to give us mercy, man. You know, they're telling you that this food shortage, famine, is because of the war. Again, that's what Biden said, but we could see that all of these food processing plants are mysteriously having fires, man. And that's going to put a strain on the food shortage on the food supply. That's going to make the food prices go up. You know, eggs are already high, but now you got millions of eggs that were destroyed, that's just gonna drive the price further up, you know. So other than that, you know, I hope this was edifying to you brothers out there, you sisters out there. I say shalom. I'm almost finished with the documentary Beast Dystopia. I've been working on that, and I've been also ministering other brothers and sisters out there that are being afflicted with this targeted individual program, and I've been working on other things and stuff like that, trying to prepare a man, trying to continue to build this ministry. You know, again, we had almost 21,000 views or plays, and I just thank you, brothers and sisters out there. Stay strong. You know, we're in a spiritual battle. You know, this is a race, but it's not for the swift. So continue to seek the Lord 10 times more. Have mercy. You know, exhibit long suffering. We need more patience. You know, we have to be brotherly with each other. You know, we have to edify each other, build each other up. We have to rebuke each other, and we have to continue to seek the Lord 10 times more. Fear him. You know, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom and knowledge will make you stable in these last days. Gain that knowledge, wisdom, and the understanding and the discernment. Ask for all of these things to from the Father in these last days. So other than that, shalom.